This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. In West Bengal, the situation in violence-affected areas at Suti, Samshirganj, Jalangi, Lalgola and Dhulia of Murshidabad district is under control after violence and arson erupted yesterday against the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. A large number of people resorted to hooliganism yesterday while protesting against the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. Houses, shops, government properties and police vehicles were torched and damaged. 3 persons were killed and 18 police personnel have been injured. Paramilitary forces have been deployed in the affected areas and senior police officers are patrolling the areas. 118 people have been arrested in the incident. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee urged people to stay calm and not to indulge in rioting in the name of religion. She said, people who are indulging in vandalism will be punished. She also stressed that the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 will not be implemented in West Bengal. The BJP today hit out at the TMC led West Bengal government over the issue of incident violence in some areas of West Bengal. Briefing media in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Pradeep Bhandari criticized the state government for allegedly failing to uphold its constitutional responsibility.
Da Banerjee, Bengal ko ek tushtikaran ki prayogshala ke roop mein istemal kar rahi hai aur SSC scam se apne dhyan ko bhatkane ke liye wo ye mob ko support kar rahi hai. आज ममता ये भूल चुकी है कि उनकी कॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी बंगाल में हिंदुओं को भी प्रोटेक्ट करने की है.
Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs Antonio Tajani of Italy called on President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. During the meeting, the President said that there is a great potential for growth in bilateral trade and investment between India and Italy. She highlighted that India's rapid economic growth and the roadmap for a Vikasit Bharat by 2047 presents numerous opportunities for industrial partnerships and collaborations. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today condoled the passing of Indian classical dancer and Padma awardee Kumudini Lakhia. In a social media post, President Murmu said, Ms. Lakhia transformed the presentation of Kathak dance through innovative contemporary interpretations. She added that her contribution in the field of performing arts will be cherished forever. In a major step towards justice for lakhs of investors affected by the Rose Valley Ponzi scheme, Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary today handed over a demand draft of over 515 crore rupees to the chairman of the Asset Disposal Committee, DKC. According to a statement from the Finance Ministry, this money will help repay nearly 7.5 lakh victims of the scam. So far, over 31 lakh claims have been lodged with the committee. Hundreds of flights have been cancelled and train lines suspended as the windstorm hit Beijing and northern China today. According to media reports, 838 flights have been cancelled at the capital's 2 major airports. Train services, including the airport's express subway line and some high-speed rail lines, have been suspended. U.S. markets posted solid gains yesterday as the White House signaled it is open to a trade deal with China. The markets rose after big banks kicked off the first quarter earnings season and investors closed the book on a turbulent week of wild swings driven by chaos of U.S. President Donald Trump's Hydra-headed trade war. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1.4%, the S&P gained 1.5%, and the Nasdaq Composite gained 1.6%. The S&P 500 advanced 1.7%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 606 points, or 1.5%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.6%. In the IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 181 runs set by Gujarat Titans, Lucknow Super Giants were 158 for 3 in 16.2 overs at the Ekana Stadium in Lucknow when reports last came in. Gujarat scored 180 runs for 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, Lucknow won the toss and elected to field. In the second match of the day, Punjab Kings won the toss and opted to bat first against Sunrisers Hyderabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.